T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike DeTillia along with Christian Garrick. And we're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. And on the line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Ryan Horvat's analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Partner, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having me, guys. Big weekend last weekend, thanks to Oregon State covering the number. They should have won that game.
They should have won it, Ryan. Damn.
Man.
They should have won the game outright.
Guys, USC right now, they're 6th in the country, I believe, in the AP poll. My power rankings, I'd have them 15th in the country. But I'll tell you this, they're the luckiest team in the nation. 15 turnovers they forced this year. Yep. They haven't turned the ball over once. They did not look good in that game. Unfortunately, our Saints didn't look very good either. I'm starting to get a little worried, but we should have a bounce-back spot hopefully this weekend. Maybe, who knows, I hate these London games.
Ryan, because of the trip to London, we understood why Jameis Winston didn't practice yesterday. But today he didn't practice again. And again, Andy Dalton's now taking snaps with the first string. First team unit. So I think that's a pretty strong indication when it's back-to-back days, and especially the Thursday before a Saturday game, quarterback doesn't have practice, that this is going to be Andy Dalton's show Sunday. Your thoughts?
It's sure looking like it. Yeah, exactly. That's what it's looking like. And Mike, I mean, come on. We kind of understand how this works, right? Monday, Tuesday, we never really worry, especially with the veteran players that are dealing with injuries early on in the season, mid-season, later on in the season. You know, but Thursday, that's the day you really want your guys to be out there. That's when we really pay attention to that injury report. Thursday, Friday, that's when we get a really good idea. Right now, there's some concern. Now, Andy Dalton, we'll see. Last year, not great. But also, you know, who could really look good in Matt Nagy's system? I mean, he's won some games. I think he can run the offense well enough. The thing is, we don't know what the heck we're going to get with the Vikings, because week one against my team, they look great. You know, first-year head coach, wins his first game. Offensively, they were able to get the ball to Justin Jefferson. Since then, Justin Jefferson's pretty much been on the milk carton. Like, I know I just watched that game again on the game pass where they come back. They beat Detroit, but they didn't look very good. Detroit should have won that game. Kirk Cousins made some plays. You know, Osborne with the big touchdown reception. Adam Thielen had a nice day. But right now, they're struggling to get the ball into Justin Jefferson's hands. And that kind of confuses me, because I think he's the best wide receiver in the league. This is a hard game to pick, man. I'm a little worried, though, because I'm really invested in this team as far as, you know, it took a little shot at them winning the division. And then, of course, 8.5 wins, which I thought was a lock. And now with Jameis being out, or potentially out, I'm starting to – I have a little bit of concern.
Ryan, your thoughts on LSU-Auburn. This line originally opened Auburn as a favorite, would shock me, and then it swung dramatically back to LSU. Man, we saw Auburn last week. They looked awful, and Missouri gave them the game. I mean, basically gave it away, not only with a field goal kicker who's sort of built like me, but he's really good. I mean, and he shanks one, and then, man, come on. You can't just put the ball out like that. You had him by the teriyaki, and you let him loose. Man, this is an Auburn team that it looks like dead man walking with the head coach, with Bryant. He really does with Harsin. He looks like dead man walking today. How much fight does Auburn team will have that doesn't seem to have, you know, the fans behind him? LSU looked good offensively against, you know, New Mexico wasn't a very good team, especially on offense. My God, only two first downs in the entire game. But that's a pretty big line for LSU-Auburn. And so your thoughts on LSU-Auburn. And to be honest, you know, man, LSU should win this game by double digits.
And that's what I was going to say. I know it's a big line, and that should scare you off, and I think that's kind of what the market is hoping, that you go with the dog, but I'm with you. Auburn looks terrible right now. I want nothing to do with that quarterback. I want nothing to do with that offense. And so the thing, my plan with LSU all season long was I was going to fade them early on in the season, or I was just going to stay away because, I mean, as a Notre Dame fan, I can tell you year one with Brian Kelly was not good. That was back during the days of the message boards. I was in the message board calling for his head, calling for him to be fired immediately. Then, obviously, he started winning double-digit games for us every year. I expect that team, you know, especially kind of a thrown-together team, rebuild year, whatever you want to say with a first-year head coach, I expect good things, you know, week four, week five, week six, though, them to start moving in the right direction. And I've seen way more flash from them this year. And I'll tell you, I completely agree. And right now, if you're a coach on the hot seat, that's not where you want to be because look at the guys that are probably going to be getting jobs here these next couple of years. There's a lot of good young head coaches. You know, Iowa State, I really like Matt Campbell. If I'm Nebraska, I'm looking at him. Or I'm looking at Kansas's coaching staff. But there is just so many guys out there that are turning these programs around. Now is not when you want to be on the hot seat. And I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled the trigger. I mean, you know, in the SEC, you have to at least be competitive. Or you're not going to hold on to your job too long, as you guys know. You got to be able to recruit and you got to win ball games. You got to be able to beat your rivals. At least stay close and cover some spreads because the boosters do care about that. And I'd have to pick LSU. I think they win this game by 17 points.
Wow. Ryan, when you're looking at prop bets, I saw one today on an app, and it's Thursday night game, Bengals and Dolphins. And it was a prop bet for Joe Burrow to go 250 over passing yards and 2+ touchdowns. Would you take that?
See, I would take that one. Sometimes I stay away from those odd boosts because I feel like they're trying to trick us, right? This one I would take. I actually really like the Bengals. I bet the Bengals right away immediately Monday morning on the look-ahead line. Got them as pretty much a pick. You know, 1.5-point favorites was the number that I got, so I just ended up laying the money line as well. And, you know, it's sprinkled up. I know it's went to 4, and now it's going to bounce around 3.5. I won't be shocked if it closes at 3 because – you know, we didn't know if Tua was going to play in this game. We didn't know if Jalen Waddle was going to be available, but both guys are going to be available and play in this game. But I still feel like this is a great spot for the Bengals. That Miami defense was on the field for 90 plays against the Bills, as you guys know. Short week. They had some weird travel situation. They had their practice filmed. And I know that they're off to this nice 3-0 start, but the defense has given up over 400 yards per game, 31st in the league. And Joe Burrow, why he struggled this year, if you guys watch these games, the Bengals are getting the Chiefs treatment. Remember when the Chiefs had their struggles last year because they're seeing all cover two shell and Mahomes wasn't taking what's given to him? That's what Burrow's doing right now. He's got happy feet. He's hunting the big play. But tonight, he's going to be able to do that because Miami blitzes at a 60% clip, you know, the second highest rate in the league. Joe Burrow has the fifth highest EPA against the blitz. I think he's going to tear the Dolphins apart. 250 and 2 touchdowns, I think, is very doable. And I also really like Jamar Chase tonight, over 71.5 receiving yards. The only reason I'm staying away from T. Higgins, who should also have a big night on the outside, you know, with these one-on-one matchups against these overrated, beat-up Miami corners. The only reason I'm staying away from Higgins, I saw that's the most bet prop in Las Vegas tonight, or it's the top 3, and we know how that goes, guys.
Yeah. Ryan, your thoughts on a game down south here that has a lot of eyes while watching. That's Kentucky Ole Miss. And Kentucky, you know, man, I just watched Will Levis. I saw him at Manning, so impressed with him. Because when he came in here, he sort of admitted to me that he thought that, man, I had to leave Penn State. They thought I was Taysom Hill there. You know, and I had to show him that I could actually throw the football. Man, he's an impressive guy. They always play great defense. And Ole Miss, man, you talk about schizophrenic. You talked about the Vikings. Have you seen a team more schizophrenic offensively than Ole Miss? I mean, they sort of the same way. And defensively, man, they've had stretches where they played okay, but they're not a great team defensively. Your thoughts on Kentucky Ole Miss?
I can't wait to watch this game. This weekend, this is what I keep saying about this weekend. I can't wait to watch this weekend as a fan. I've placed a few bets, but this weekend, man, these games are tough to call because I was actually really surprised by some of these lines. I guess that's where it should be, but maybe I have too much respect for this Kentucky team. They've made me a lot of money the last couple of years, and I'm with you on Levis. I think he's a first-round talent. I love what they're able to do. They have to get Chris Rodriguez back. You know, I know the run game isn't what it should be. He doesn't have the best weapons, but defensively, man, can they tackle. They do not miss tackles. They group tackle. I love watching that team. But the number tells me that Ole Miss is the right side, right? Because they're trying to get us to grab Kentucky, because I could only play Kentucky in this spot because of what you said with Ole Miss. Jekyll and Hyde, kind of a rebuild year too. You know, I know they've looked really good, but they're kind of a different football team. You know, different offense. We think Lane Kiffin, we think they're going to go out there, they're going to score 60 points, but it's a little bit different this year with Dart, you know, and they replaced Matt Corral. If I'm betting this game, I have to bet Kentucky. What I might do is wait to see. Let's say Ole Miss goes up 7-0, 7-3, and I could get 8.5, you know, close to 10 points with Kentucky on a live line. Maybe I would live bet this. But this is tough to call, because if I'm picking a side, I would have to pick Kentucky. I was just kind of surprised to see the spread so inflated for Ole Miss, you know, even on a rebuild year.
I agree with that. Jaguars. If there's a surprise team in the NFL, it's how well they've played all across the board. Man, Trevor Lawrence, really impressive throwing the football. They've held up well along the offensive line. Now, that defensive line is legit. I mean, they got some studs up front for the Jaguars. Your thoughts this weekend with the Jaguars? Because to me, man, you're playing an Eagles team who is really good. They're the best team in the NFC right now. No, it's not even a question mark at this stage. They're the best team. And Doug Peterson fixes his old team again.
Yeah, you get the perfect revenge spot. If they're going to continue to let me, if they're going to hang numbers like 6, 6.5, 5.5 for Jacksonville, I'm going to continue to take them right now because I like this team. I was shocked. They're the only team in the NFL right now that's top 10 DVOA in both offense and on the defensive side of the ball. You just said it. I mean, the defensive line, the defense has been the shocker. The young guys, and we kind of, you had to expect this, right? 6.5, I did like the over on the win total. I liked Trevor Lawrence to go under 13.5 interceptions. He's only thrown one pick through three weeks, you know, 5 or 6 touchdowns wherever he's at. He's looked much better. People were ripping the offseason additions. Christian Kirk, he's been great. You know, they have weapons. James Robinson, I didn't even expect him back until week 5 or week 6. That's a pretty devastating injury. He was back week 1. ETN's just getting comfortable in that offense. I really like Doug Peterson. It goes to show how good this team is right now, how well they're playing at least through 3 weeks, how big of a disaster Urban was there as a head coach. And I'm going to bet the Jags, you guys. I really like them this week, and it's because of the defense. I mean, we had to expect this, though. I mean, they've been drafting, you know, top 5 for the last 5, 6 years. It's about time some of these guys step up and make some plays out there. But I do like Jacksonville quite a bit this weekend. Now, like you said, though, the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. But I would just make this more 3.5, 4-point spread. I just think Jacksonville could keep it competitive. And I do like the Eagles moving forward, though. They are so tough in the trenches. And Jalen, how about that? Jalen and Tua looking like MVP candidates right now. It's crazy to watch.
He's improved in his passing game, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you think about the two rookies for the Jaguars, Devin Lloyd and Travon Walker.
Yeah.
Man, those guys can play. Man, can they run the field? And so that's really been impressive for Jacksonville and how well, you know, man, they attack the football and they pedal to the metal. Listen, Bobby hates to hear this, but there's a lot of Cowboy fans in the area. So your thoughts on Dallas and Washington, Dallas with that big Monday night win against the Giants. Man, if there's somebody kind of an assassin in the weeds, it may be Washington this week. Now, you got a couple weeks now on Cooper Rush. To look at him, not that I'm crazy about Washington at any stretch, but if there's a spot, this may well be it.
Yeah, I had to bet Washington. I took the points with it hasn't looked very good, right? But I could see this being a game where Carson Wentz could actually have a little bit of success and could push the ball down the field a little bit. I think the market's getting a little crazy with Dallas. I thought that they were just going to free fall. And Cooper Rush, he looked pretty good. He's protected the football, the run game. I mean, the play calling has been much better without Dak, which is crazy to say. But McCarthy and, I mean, and Moore there, they've actually, Kellen Moore has put together a pretty good game plan the last couple of weeks because they figured out, hey, Tony Pollard is probably the best player on the offensive side of the ball. Let's get him the football. And it's been a recipe for success. And CeeDee Lamb's caught the football the last couple of weeks, so that's also helpful. But now I think we're getting a little crazy. I don't know that this roster should be 3-point favorites. They've been playing really tough defensively, so good that I think Dan Quinn's going to get another head coaching opportunity here soon. And I love Micah Parsons, you guys. I love the way they use him, right, because he's a pass rusher. I want to see him get after the quarterback. I don't want to see him in coverage. He's more of a defensive end, and maybe he doesn't want to hear that. Maybe he wants to be a linebacker. Maybe he wants to just rush the passer. But if he stays healthy and plays, you know, 8-10 years, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And I love watching him, but I think we're overrating this team a little bit. I will be all over Washington, and I won't be surprised if they win that game outright.
Ryan, the big question mark is, what the hell happened at Penn State? Because if you look at my write-up when he came out, my thing is, I never understood why they didn't let him rush the quarterback. I mean, he's right. Such a great athlete. Hey, man, just get him on the edge and sick him. And because that's what he really does well. Man, he gets off the edge, and he's in the backfield making plays. But at Penn State, that really wasn't what he did. Man, you scratch your head about the only team to stop Micah Parsons was Penn State, his own team.
I agree. And I'm not a big James Franklin fan, and maybe that's an unpopular thing to say some places. But he could recruit. He's all right recruiting in the Big Ten. But I feel like they're every year – you know, he wins 8-9 games. I feel like they're the luckiest team in the nation. I'm just not a huge fan. I'm not. I had a couple buddies that went there, and he changed their – I had a buddy that was a pretty solid running back in Illinois, and he moved him to linebacker, and that was not the right move. And I've never been the biggest fan of his system there. I root against Penn State pretty hard.
Man, you sound like Rich Marty's brother, because Rich says the exact same thing. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, bud. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
All righty. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 and going to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines as soon as we take this break on WWL Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.